Hey, Chevra, first of all, it's a big schuss to be back together. It's been a few weeks. We had a couple during the summer, but it's been a few weeks, and hopefully finally back together. Bekvias on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, although, say Bekvias, and already next week I know I'm away. But that's rare. That's rare on a Thursday night. Hopefully we'll have something from where it will be. Be'ez Hashem. But always it's schuss to be together, here for Shabbos Kodesh, and Mr. Chevra knows, I look forward to this time of the week, every single week, to learn together, to grow together, and to prepare for Shabbos together. You know, all the Torah is being sponsored anonymously, L'Nishmas, El Yadav Ben Yisrael, should be a very big schus for his neshama, should be a male tzoyshe for his beautiful family, to his zoyche be tanting together with Mashiach Zakenu, and El Yadav Ben Yisrael, B'kar B'Yameinu. So we're in the middle of very big days. Yimei El, and I don't know, for some reason I feel every single year we're a little bit less and less connected. At least the door overall. I don't mean individuals, and maybe not everybody sitting here, but to really feel what El is, to really recognize like that Rosh Hashanah is coming upon us, Yom Hadin. Big days, big times. You know, you look around and you think about the year and what the year has been. And there are a lot of people that went through a lot of nisyonos this year. A lot of challenges this year. A lot of challenges with machlas and losing loved ones and with shiduchim and with marriages and with children. And we believe all of that is determined and decided. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. So it's a big time. We want to definitely be our best selves. Be our best selves. So what's the real avodah? You know, we know that every single month, every month has a mazel connected to that month. A mazel connected to the month, Arizal talks about this, and a lot of the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus talk about the mazel of the month, the constellation of the month. You know, very famously, Adar is dogim, Adar is fish, we know, and Tishrei is scales. I remember a year ago, almost maybe to the day, I don't have to look on the calendar exactly what day it was that I went, but a year ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I've been in Eretz Yisrael many times since, but in the summer, a year ago now, I was in Eretz Yisrael with the Mishpacha. And maybe some of the Chevra remembers, I spoke about this, there were a lot of chizak I took. We went to the Ramon Crater. Chevra's been to the Ramon Crater? If you haven't been, it's gewalt. It's really something to see. It's like, mamish. The Flois HaBoyer, Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh Kedoshim, such a small, forget about it, all the ruchnias that we feel is mamish unbelievable, and just to be in Yerushalayim, and to be in Chevron, and to be, but mamish, the country is such an incredible country, well, the Flois HaBoyer, how beautiful, and from top to bottom, you could go and you have at any given, at certain times of the year, you could be, in the same day, you could drive from like sunny 80 degrees to snowy skiing, in the same day. In one country. It's mamish incredible. Right? You go mamish from Eilat to Mount Hermon and in the same day go scuba diving and skiing. You literally could pull that off in Eretz Yisrael. It's like mamish, and it's incredible. And there's like, it's just beautiful and so much to see. And the Ramon Crater is mamish, you feel like it's like L'mala min ha-teva. You see just the beauty of it and what it is. And so we went on, it was really incredible. Went with the family and we went towards the end of the day, we went on this tour guide, Eyal, he took us around and he had one of these jeeps, like, it was a Range Rover, but it was like old school Range Rover, like an Indiana Jones vehicle, you know, like,
Fender.
What's it called, it has a name?
Fender.
Fender? It's called a Fender. Fender. I don't even know, I don't know, you've probably driven some of these at some point, I don't know, or you only do horses, I don't know. Lamaisa, so we went around, and first we just saw all the incredible Nefilas HaBayrei throughout the thing, and we it was towards the last couple hours of the day, and you ended with this gorgeous sunset. Mamish, like, unbelievable. And then we were together, and during Ben HaShemashos, so we made a bonfire, and we had, like, marshmallows. And then we were there when Seis HaKochavim, Mamish, you saw it, Seis HaKochavim, like, and it's pitch dark in the middle of this crater, and you look up, and you see Shemayim, and we did this, like, stargazing with him. It was, like, incredible. He has this laser that's, he said, like, Mamish, illegal. It's, like, crazy laser that like reaches the stars, you know, and clear as could be. And he's pointing out all the different mazalos, all the different you know, constellations. And you saw it. It was so clear. It was mom just saw shooting stars. Mom, it was incredible. Really something incredible. Something kedai. And he was explaining what it means that each month has its mazel and how that mazel is in a certain place in the sky during that month. And it's really, really something very special. We know there's a lot of depth to it, to astronomy and astrology. And really, MS is that Ramchal, you know, if you learn, you don't have to learn Sifrei Kabbalah, although it's all, so much of it is based on Kabbalah. But if you learn Derech Hashem, I'm sure some of the Chevra, if not all, if you haven't learned Derech Hashem, it's kedai to learn Derech Hashem, to understand this world. And Ramchal talks about how the Kochavim, the stars, are really Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through the stars is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia on this world. And that's what it means, that month's mazel influences, right? That month's constellation influences the month, influences the world. Obviously, it's all from the Eibishter, but those are the shluchim, the messengers, are the stars. The stars are very deep. The stars are very special. So they shine so bright. So what's the mazel for the month of El? What's the mazel for the month of El? Very interesting. But something telling us something very deep, because it rules over this month. The mazel is the besula. A Vesula, a virgin. Why is that? What's the lesson behind that? And there's a very deep, important lesson that we have to understand. But we have to ask ourselves something. You know, there are many Makoros, Hoshea, he talks about it a lot in other places, where when we sin, when we don't live up to who we're supposed to be, it's somewhat like we're cheating under a Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, there's all this imagery in Tanakh, and we know in Chazal, that the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a husband and wife. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Right? The days of Elo, I am to my beloved, the Eibishter is to me. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li is often used in the relationship between husband and wife. Often a husband as a present will buy his wife ani l'dodi v'dodi li ring. Obviously that pasuk is talking about us in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and we go and we do something that's inappropriate and against what he wants, it's like we're cheating on the Ribbono Shel Olam in ways. Vada avodah zara on the highest of levels, right? That makes even the most of sense. Problem is follows. What's the halacha, lo aleinu? What's the halacha when a woman cheats on her husband? Lo aleinu, no one should know from such a thing, but let's just understand the halacha. What's the halacha, lo aleinu, a woman mamish goes and fully cheats on her husband? You know what the halach is? The husband's not allowed to take her back. They have to get divorced. There's no, you can't reconcile that. There's no reconciliation. If you're mamish, I'm talking about fully, maybe in Yavin, right? You can't. That's the halach. So if that's halach, and there's so much imagery in Tanakh and in Chazal, and we talk about, and when we ultimately go and we sin, we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, we're cheating on the Ribbono Shel Olam, how can we think that we're going to be taken back? After all, we've mentioned here many times the famous words of Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin, and Beis, that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His own Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His own Torah. Exactly what that means, it's hard for us to fathom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His Torah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His Torah, and we're His spouse, and we cheat on the Eibishter, the relationship's over. The relationship's over. Well, we expect Him to take us back, and we want Him to take us back. Ain't tzadik bar shel yechta. Every one of us has messed up. Who are going to say they've been perfect this year? No one's going to raise their hand. I'll be the first to put my hand very, very low. How many times did I not daven the way I know I could have and should have davened? How many times did I speak Lashon Hara this year? How many times could I have done more for people and I didn't do enough for? How many days could I have learned more Torah and put in more emails b'Torah? The list will keep on going. I'm not, okay. I'll have that opportunity. Sham the Begadno, I'm going to go there, you know? But like Lemaisa, but then we want, and we're davening that Hashem should take us back, but maybe it's also, maybe He can't take us back. So I think I could explain an idea that's a very important yesod of these days. And we'll explain the mazel of the month as well. And it's just a few words in the Rambam, and a very famous idea. But we have to understand the depth of this idea, Chavra. And it goes very far. In the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva is so beautiful. It's each halacha has such depth. In the fourth halacha, the Rambam tells us like this: Midarche Tshuva Lios Hashem Tzoek Tamid Lefnei Hashem. The way of tshuva is a person who's returning is going to constantly be screaming out to Hashem, bibchi v'tachanunim, crying and pleading, v'oseh tzedakah k'vikocho, and tries to give as much charity as possible, help others, show he's going doing more good. U'misrachek harbe min adaver shechepo, and distance oneself very far from the area that you've sinned. And listen to the next words. U'mishana shmo, and changes his name. Literally, figuratively, whatever way you want to take that. Umishanishmo, klomar, as if to say, ani acher. I'm a different person. Ve'eni osa isha asa osa namaisim. And I'm not the same person that did those actions. Umishana maisim, and he changes his actions. Kula and all of them, latova for good. Uderach shava golem imkomo. And he even exiles himself from his place, he goes to a new place. What's the Rambam telling us? That part of an Indian of tshuva, part of the voda of these days, the days, the mitzvah of the day is tshuva, is to be mishanah shmo, to say ani acher, begolim imkomo, completely begolim imkomo. Begolim imkomo means I have a new place, I have a new person, I'm not the same, I'm not. It's, and what is Rambam telling us? I'm telling something very deep in tshuva that each and every one of us has to understand. He's saying that voda of doing tshuva, the voda of our growth, not to be a little bit better of the same person. So I'm Aryeh Cohen who's going to daven a little better, who's going to learn a little bit more, who's going to be a little bit nicer, who's going to speak less. But I'm no. I'm a whole new Bria. I'm a whole new Bria. Because that person I was, I'm different. And a lot of times, it's very nuanced language, but it changes the whole entire avodah. Because when I try to be a little bit better me, very often we fail. It might sound, by the way, it sounds like it's a much bigger avodah. To totally change, how can I totally change? It just doesn't work. I know how I am. I know my ways. I know what I've been doing. It sounds like it's this massive avodah. Problem is, it's pumfa keret. Let me explain to you. Because if we're the same person, just doing a little better, We're bogged down in who we've been for this past year. We're so behergil in our everyday attitude and ways that it's very hard to change. So it's not, when I say I'm going to change completely, it's not that suddenly I'm going to have every Shmoneh Esrei Bekavana and I'm going to be in perfection. There's no one that's perfect in this world. But if I recognize the avoda, my way of life of these days, and the perspective has to be that I'm a completely different person. So now, it doesn't matter how I've been till now, I'm a new person. And it's an easier mindset in a certain sense to actually change and to grow. And that's what the Rambam is telling us we should be. Mishanah Shemo. Mishanah Shemo. And that's what Hashem wants from us. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Lama Gimel. The pasuk says, Shimu Rechokim Asher Asisi Udu'u Krovim Gibarti. So first it talks about the Rechokim, those are far away from Hashem. And it talks about Udu'u Krovim, Givarti, those that are close to me should know my strength. Who are those that are close to me? Who are the Krovim to Hashem? We want to be Karov Hashem. Karov Hashem L'chol Karov, the Pasuk says. But what does Rashi say on that Pasuk? Krovim, Balei Tshuva. And who are Balei Tshuva? Shenis Karvu Elai, that have come close to me, Mechadosh. Mechadosh, meaning it's new. It's Chachos, it's a new being, a new way of life. A new person. The ikur in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there should be constant hizchadshus in our life. I wake up in the morning, I'm a new person. Yesterday is in the past. It's a whole new world today. It's not that I'm going to be a little bit better person today. I'm a completely new entity today. My neshama went up to you. I was 160 dead. I'm a new person. I'm a new person. It's one of the biggest avodah, you know. Chevre knows me a little, knows that I connect to mikveh a lot. For many years already, there's not a day that goes by that I don't go to the mikveh. I think and I'll explain to you, it's not a chiyuv. I'm not saying all of you have to go to the mikveh every single day. I started going, really, MSs in high school, I went just before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then starting Eretz Yisrael, I started going every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and it was, I don't even remember how long it is that I've started going every single day. I always had in me like a desire, because my father from the time I was young was going to the mikveh every single day. So what is, no chiv to go to the mikveh every day, but there's no chiv to go to the mikveh every day. Could be when a person, again, by the way, it's a discussion, maybe for another time we should go through the sources, because it's not so posh, people don't realize. There was a time, Takanas Ezra, that if one was a Baal Keri, then you weren't even allowed to daven or learn. Now that was mevatel, but the truth is, machlokas poskim, if that was mevatel for learning, or also for davening. Some hold it wasn't mevatel for davening. By the way, there are most don't poskim that way. Don't get nervous, but there are poskim who hold that even bezman hazeh takanas Ezra applies for davening. Okay, but one is generally not about kari every single day. But avoda, what's avoda? Why is it something so important to me? It's something that like I'm mamish. Life altering. I'll tell you why. And everyone here, I'm sure, has gone to the mikveh and will know what I'm talking about, even if you don't go daily or don't go every week. You go into the mikveh, what's the avodah? You go in, and what are you supposed to represent? It's supposed to be like you're back in the womb, basically, right? You're back just like when we're in the womb, we're surrounded by water. And we come out and we're a birya chadasha. We come out and we're a new being, a completely new being. It's a new person. And it's liberating. Every day, there's so much that goes on in our lives. And some of that that's very beautiful and wonderful, and some of it that's very difficult. And we go through challenges, and we go through times, just even internal challenges, when we don't live up to who I'm supposed to be. And I need a spark. I need a hischachus. And I go to the mikvah, and I get out of that mikvah, I'm a new being. The mamish, it's like my whole head is clear. Yesterday is gone. It's a whole new day. And it's such an important chizik for a person to constantly have renewal. And you want to say, even if yesterday was an incredible day of learning, incredible day of davening, incredible day of day, it's very important. Don't rest in your laurels. That's not good. That's in the past. You also need ischachus. You also need ischachus. Shkoyach, that was awesome. Now have a new incredible day. And that's what the Eibishter wants from us, ischachus.
When you take the new person mentality, how do you not beat yourself up for falling into like old habits?
So here's what this is. That's exactly it. Meaning that's exactly it. It's a perspective. And of course, listen, tshuva is multifaceted. We're going to talk more and give some eitzes and how to get there. But ultimately, that perspective alone does so much that there's the old habit is not old anymore. Meaning, correct, if you don't have this mindset that tshuva is hischachus, so then I'm just trying to do better, and it's very hard not to fall into old habits. But when you decide, and it's again, it's a mindset, and you decide it's hischachus, I'm a new person, and you do, you're right, still, the maisa, physically exactly. And mentally, you might fall back into those things, but then the way to view them is, it's a whole new beginning. Yeah, I fell, not again, now I fell for the first time, and I need to work on that, and don't attach it because you're a new person. That's the mindset, which allows you to just build off that in a very special way. That's exactly it. So Bez Hashem, that's hischachus. Think about it, by the way. You know, open up the beginning of Chumash and first Rashi in Chumash. What's it say? Tells us that it's strange that why are we starting from Bereishis? Where should we start? HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Parshas Bo, the very first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. Why are we starting with a history lesson? Okay, there's a lot of depth in that. And Rashi gets some answers, not for now that we have to go into that, but we see there's something very chashiv of the very first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael. And what was that very first mitzvah? Rosh Chodesh. And we've spoken about this over the years, given different ideas of why that's the very first mitzvah. Because if it's the very first mitzvah, it's got to be full of depth and full of meaning and full of purpose, fundamental. And one idea is that Rosh Chodesh represents hischachus. We're the people of the moon, not of the sun. Constant renewal. Constant renewal. Constantly being, and that's our avodah, constant hischachus. I'm a new being and wake up every day. And that's what tshuva needs to be. That's what the Rambam says. Mishana shmu v'niachar. And then now we can understand the following. Now we can understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. If a woman cheats on her husband, she can't be taken back. She can't be taken back. Because that's the halacha. But when we mess up with the Eivishter, and we do tshuva, I'm a different person. Now you're taking back the person that cheated and now wants forgiveness. Mishana shmu ani acher. It's a completely different person. And that's exactly what the mazel is telling us of this month. What's the mazel of this month? Besula. In other words, you're besula again. What's a besula? meaning in physicality, it's impossible. Once a woman is no longer a basula, once a woman is no longer a virgin, you can never be a basula again. It's impossible. But for Klal Yisrael, Beruchnius, in our relationship with the Eibishter, the Torah tells, in our Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, we're like a basula again. When we do tshuva, ani acher, I'm a different person. I'm not the same person anymore. I'm not taking back the person that cheated. It's a new relationship. You're a basula. You're a virgin. It's brand new. A new marriage. A new beginning. You know, Baruch Hashem, which is incredible. Baruch Hashem. Do me a favor, just give me more. If you put a few little ice in there. So, this is a season. I'm sure we all had a lot of chasnas over the last couple weeks. Still coming up. You know, big mazel tov. That's why, and if you saw in the text next week, we're not going to have shir here because I have a very special chasen of someone who's a very big part of the shir, chasen Matthew Nathan, Lizzie Friedman, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of simchas. I've had a lot of simchas this week. A lot of simchas over the last few weeks. Baruch Hashem, beautiful. Kovi, your brother's next week, Baruch Hashem. Zev. Mal simchas. It's beautiful to be by simchas. And yeah, you know how, what's become minhag? It's become minhag that at the end of the chasana, the chasin and kala, when all the friends are coming to say goodbye, they give everyone brachas. Give everyone brachas. Now, I've never seen it brought down a source of that. It's not a bad thing. Listen, birchas hedyot is a beautiful thing also. I personally can. I'm a kayin, so I always feel that I have the ability to give brachas as a shliach of the Eibishter. Obviously, I'm nobody. But what had that become that a chassid and kala give brachas? What's pshat? Like, why is a chassid and kala giving brachas? Shkoyach, they just got married, so you give a bracha? Like, what does that mean? Why? Who are you? Because you're dressed nicely? Like, what's the deal? What's it all about? So tell you what I believe. Chazal tell us a chassid is meichlin al kol vonosav. It's forgiven for all his sins. Chazal says a chassid is meichlin al kol vonosav. It's a chazal, a medrash is learned out from Esav. Esav married. It says that Esav married Machlas Bas Yishmael, and the message would be Machlas Shema Basmas Shema. Her name wasn't Machlas. Her name was Basmas. But it calls her Machlas because even, and remember, you learn from Esav. Even Esav was Meichel Kol Vonosav. Was forgiven for all sins. So when I say a Chassan and therefore Vada Kal is forgiven for all their sins. It's the biggest Yom Kippur of your life. That's why a Chassan Biyom Chupaso says Erev Yom Kippur davening with all the alchets, minog is to fast, all these, right? So if they're moichlin al kovonosov, it's the tzaddik of the biggest gadol adar. Who's a bigger tzaddik? If someone is moichlin al kovonosov, ain't tzaddik bar shul yechta. Here tzaddik is moichlin al kovonosov. Who else would I want a bracha from? That's what I think pshat is, where this minog became. But it tells us again, that's the schadshus of tshuva, the whole new beginning, a whole new world. You're wiped away of your past. And that's what we're, each and every one of us, whether you get married or not over the next few weeks, we're remarrying the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're that, and Ki'ilu Abasula, in a very beautiful way. Problem is, maybe this touches upon, you know, it's so hard, you know, every year, we say this, we learn this, it's nice to hear the Torahs and to get together on a Thursday night, but look, ultimately, it's easier said than done. Let's be real. To really have a different year, to really change, to really be different, it's supposed to be. Actually, Sifrei Chaim, Chaim Friedlander, he tells us something very beautiful. Yoshana, every Hebrew words that are the same have definitely connections, are makusher. So Rosh Hashanah, Pasha means the beginning of the year, but Shana is also Milashon Shinoi. What Shina means? Change. So Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of change. Because it's going to be a whole new world, a whole new decision making. And we have to believe in this. Problem is, how do we break our own trend? Often, it just doesn't happen. Often we become the same person. We fall back into all the different things that we've been doing. So one avodah, I think, is the most important to be mechazik, and no question, I think, nothing's a coincidence. And somehow every single year, the beginning of the yeshiva year, coincides with the beginning of the year in this way. El or Rosh Yom Kippur is always the beginning of yeshiva, beginning of the new year in learning. It's always biyachad. It's always together. You see, there's a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey, tells us something. Amar Rava, v'itema Rav Chisda. The middle of Daf Hey in Brachos. Amar Rava, v'itema Rav Chisda. Imro Adam Shiyasurim Ba'an Olav, v'fashfesh b'maisav. The person sees Yasurim. The person has challenges, difficulties. Challenges in life, with a Shidduch, with a Machla, with Parnasa. Or I want to suggest Yasurim could be also Beruchnias. I'm not davening well. I'm having a very difficult time with Shemir Senayim. Day in and day out, I'm fighting, and it's very hard. I'm falling. I'm falling to my phone constantly. Whatever, I have Yisurin. That's also Yisurin. Mamish makes me feel like garbage. Yisurin could be Baruchnius. I'm not learning well anymore, and I know I should have, and I could have. There's physical Yisurin, there's spiritual Yisurin. So you fashbish b'maisav, do some introspection. Try to figure out. Maybe something you're doing is causing this. As the Pasuk tells us, we just had it a few weeks ago. In Eicha, Nachpas Adrachenu, V'nachkorah, V'nashuvah Hashem. No question, Tisha B'Av is already the beginning of the impetus of growth towards preparation for Elul, for another time, longer Torah. So the Gemara continues. Fishbeish v'lo matzah. You did introspection. V'lo matzah. You didn't find anything. You can't find what you think you need to work on. I don't know who this is, but okay. They can't find. Or not what they think this is the Yisurin's coming from. So Gemara says, Yitle b'bitl Torah. You should hang it upon bitl Torah. It must be a bitl Torah. It must be you're not learning enough. So Gemara is saying we're having Yisurin. And again, Yisurin could be having a challenge in life. Yisurin could be Yisurin in my ruchnias. I'm not living up to it. This past year I haven't davened the way I should have davened. I haven't learned the way I should have learned. I haven't just had the Shemir Sanayim I should have had. Yitle b'bitl Torah. But here's the problem with this Gemara. It says, Nachbasa derechenu v'nakora. Look into your ways. Fishvesh v'lo matzah. So if you were Mevatel Torah, why didn't you find that when you were looking? Bitl Torah is an Aveira itself. So why wasn't that the Aveira you found? What do you mean, Yitle b'bitl Torah? You should have already found that when you were searching into your ways, you should have realized Bitl Torah. So I want to suggest, it could be you were learning Torah, but weren't learning Torah in the way that's going to give you the inspiration, the fire, the aura of constant hischachus that we're talking about tonight. You see, the Torah also brings us hischachus. Torah is the light of this world. Torah is the wisdom of the Eibishter and changes every single day of our life if we're really connected to it. If you take the gematria of hischachus, it's 1,123. Zeh HaTorah Tmimah. Special matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the whole Torah. The whole Torah brings us hischachus. But if I'm not, and if I have that hischachus, I'm going to be a different person. I'm not going to have those yisurim. I'm not going to have any of them because I'm going to be living up to who I'm supposed to be. And I'm a different person. I'm ani acher. And I can have it through Torah. But if I don't, it could be I'm learning, but not in the way that's bringing me the hischachus. Me, I'm learning, but I'm learning out of road and mechanically. I'm learning because I show up because I know I have to, but I'm not putting my heart and soul into it. I'm not putting my effort into it. I'm not putting my toil into it. I'm not delving be'ian deeply into my learning. I'm just doing it check to be yoytze zayin. I'm not looking for the chidushim in the learning. Or I'm not learning what I should be learning. You know, we have, Baruch Hashem, beautiful yeshivas, but sadly the yeshiva system, which is so incredible, is also somewhat broken. Say it straight, also someone broken. I don't mean every yeshiva, not everybody, but someone broken. What's broken? What's broken in is that not every person is the same. And most yeshivas have our way or the highway. And if you know, most yeshivas are, you have three siddurim of Gemara, be'i and b'kiyas, and you have your few minutes of Musar and your few minutes of Lacha, and call it a day. Now that's very beautiful, and there's no question that Gemara is Kodesh Kedoshim, and mamish a way to find their Ribbono Shel Olam in the deepest of ways, and to find the right, the Medrash Tanchuma and Noach Ois Gimel tells us that's how we could connect to the Aragonas even today through Amelos, the Torah Shabbat. But everybody's different. And some people are not cut. Everybody should learn some Gemara, don't get me wrong. But not everyone's cut out to learn two, three, the Dharma of Gemara. And some people need the Machshav in their life. They need the Chassidus in their life. They need the Halacha in their life on a broader scale. They need to learn Tanakh. They need to find Mashaliba Chafitba. The Gemara says Mashaliba Chafitba, what your heart connects to. And if you're not doing that, it could be destructive. And you're not opening yourself up, and you're not finding your way in Torah. And so many people don't continue learning Torah past the yeshiva years because they've never found themselves in Torah. And of course, amelus is so important, putting your whole effort in, but also finding your connection in Torah and being brought in Torah. It's okay to learn Chassidus. It's okay to learn Machshava. It's okay to learn Halacha. It's okay to learn Musar. And more time than the 20 minutes that the yeshiva gives you. Not more than okay. If that's what you need, you connect to, that's how you're going to grow best. And you haven't done that, so it becomes rote, it becomes mechanical. It's not fresh, it's not new, it's not this chadish new. And for you, then it's bittel Torah. That's yitlib a bittel Torah. My Torah's been bittel for me. My Torah's not the Torah. I'm not putting enough effort to it, I'm not putting enough heart into it, and I'm not finding my place in Torah. His chadishes should be through Torah. Yitle Bebitl Torah, by the way, with the three koilos, is also exactly Gematria 1123. Because it's the opposite of Ischachas. Through Yitle Bebitl Torah, I'll come back to Ischachas. It's all one. It's amazing how Torah is Mamish Kodesh Kodashim. And that's our biggest mikvah. Vada, I love going to the mikvah and connect to Mamish, the physical mikvah, but there's a mikvah Yisrael Hashem. There's a mikvah Yisrael Hashem, and the mikvah Yisrael Hashem is through Torah. But through our meals by Torah, and finding our place in Torah, and finding Ischachas through Torah. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. How we can connect to Hashem more than through Torah? It's His wisdom, it's His Chachma. But it's His Chachma in Masechtas Ksuvas, and it's His Chachma in Parshas Kiseitze, and it's His Chachma in Tur Shulchan Aruch, and it's His Chachma in the Kedushas Levi, and it's His Chachma in the Tanya, and it's His Chachma in the Nefesh HaChaim, and it's His Chachma in the Mesil Shasharim, and it's His Chachma, whatever, we can keep on going. It's all Torah, and beautiful, and wonderful. And find your place, and find what you connect to, and find what you love. And of course, Kodesh Kodashim is Gemara. Don't get me wrong. Oh, Rabbi Cohen said tonight we don't have to learn Gemara. We should sit and learn Maranayim all day. And that's not what I'm saying. But you have to find your place and be brought in it as well. And you'll see that will be this Chachas. You'll find this Chachas because it's going to be fresh. And the Torah is going to bring you a fresh. And you're going to feel different. You're going to be different. These are days of mikvah, Chavra. Mikvah is Chachas. How about Ben Yisachar says it so beautifully, right? Chaver knows? From Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. From Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. It's how many hours? 40 days. How many hours? No, you do that. You're very good with this usually. No? Oh, you did a calculator last time?
Yeah.
Well, how many hours? No? 40 days. Good. 40 days. How many hours in 40 days? From Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. I have to tell you guys everything?
880.
You're close, but why? Where did you get that? What?
940.
Close also. Closer.
960.
960. 960, right? Come on. Fine. I got to teach you guys how to do math quickly. Okay? Do 20 times 40 is going to be 800, right? And 4 times 40 is 160. 800 plus 160, 960. Come on. Chevra, what are you doing? You guys, half of you guys, all you guys are in college. Like, what are you doing? You can't do simple math? What are we doing? All right, anyways. So there are 960 hours, 960 hours from Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. During this tkufa, these special 40 days, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim to bring us the second luchos, right? 960 hours. In the mikvah, there are how many saw? 40 saw, right? That way everybody knows. But how many lugin are in it? There's different measurements of liquid, right? There's also lugin. So how many lugin are in a mikvah? So let me just tell you, it's very simple, because there are 24 lugin in every saw. So if there are 40 saw and 24 lugin in a saw, it's exactly 960 lugin in a mikvah. There are 960 hours connected 960 lugin of a mikvah. This is our mikvah. This time period is our mikvah. But the ultimate mikvah, the ultimate mikvah is the Torah itself, mikvah Yisrael Hashem. And that will give us this chadshus that a mikvah gives us. That's going to give us the Beri Chadash, and we'll feel like a basula again to be back with the Rabbanu Shalom in the most beautiful of ways. But we have to find that. It's a new zman in Torah. It's a chadshus in Torah. But find it. First of all, through amelus, putting effort in, looking for chidushim in the Torah. Looking for new ideas that changes you. But find your place in Torah also. Find your svarim to talk to you. Find your Torah that talks to you. Look for his chadshus. The Torah itself brings a sense of his chadshus. Because, again, Yiddishkeit becomes, and it should never be rote, but for some of us it does, because it's the same mitzvahs every day, same words in tefillah every day. The Torah is a different Torah that I learn every day. Even the same words, I find new pirushim, new ideas. That gives me his feeling of his chadshus. But why am I not feeling it? Because even I'm learning, it's Yitlebebet Torah, because for me it's Bet Torah, because it's just mechanical learning, what I'm told I have to learn. I'm not finding my place in Torah that my neshama connects to. I'm not putting enough amelus into it. You put your amelus into it, you find your place in Torah, you're going to feel his chadshus in Torah, you're going to have his chadshus in your life. And then you'll have the psul of Elo, and Hashem's going to take us back, because I'm a completely different person. I'm a completely different being in the Birya Chadasha. I was reminded this week, for various reasons, of a story. Some of the Chevra might have heard the story I've said over before. But I've always said stories you could repeat. Probably not everyone heard the story. It's a good one. I was reminded for a few reasons. You know, I was thinking about tefillin this week a lot because family I'm very close to, a little bit more of their extended family, this week they donated 2,600 pairs of tefillin to Yidden through Chabad to Jews in Eretz Yisrael. 2,600! You gotta figure a pair of tefillin is at least $1,000 a piece, right? Do the math, pretty crazy. 2,600 pairs of tefillin. And they made this big mesibah for all the boys, like incredible, with chvesnisht, everybody there, all the many tzaddikim and singers, and you know, a big thing. So I was thinking about tefillin a lot, how incredible that was, and what tefillin is to people, and how special it is. Then I was also have a chat from my old MTA days. People send pictures back in high school, and that so it reminded me of this following story that occurred personally with tefillin and MTA. So when I was in MTA, we used to daven. I don't know, Chevra was in YU, and it was probably the building, the old MTA, you know, the MTA building. So YU based medrash used to be on the bottom floor of the MTA building. There's still some of the shiurim learned there, right? Some of the shiurim learned in the base medrash in that building. And on the other side of the first floor is Lamport Auditorium, right? I'm sure Chevra's been in Lamport Auditorium. So Lamport Auditorium, if you haven't been, if you're not a YU, like, Lamport Auditorium is this big auditorium, you know, where they have certain graduation things and big speeches and holds a lot of people. It's a very beautiful room with, you know, a very tall ceiling. And that's where we used to daven every morning. Not really an ideal place for davening if you thought about it for a moment. And for high school davening, it can't be that emotional or whatever it is, what it is. That's where we used to daven. Okay. There was a guy who davened near me, sat near me. So I knew, this guy in my class who I was friendly with, not close to. He was known, I'm not going to say his real name, but he was known as Easy Money. Okay, he was known as Easy Money. MS story. So Easy Money didn't make it through our 4 years of high school. You know, at some point, middle of 11th grade, you know, it's time to move on to better things, bigger things. He already pulled out all the nitzotzes from MTA, he had to be Makadish other places, I may even Yavin, whatever it was. He left the yeshiva, or not necessarily by choice, but I'm a Maven Yavin. Fine. I have no idea where he went. I was friendly with him in school. I wasn't a guy I was friends with at school at all. 12th grade. About a year later, at least more than half a year later, I'm walking outside the YU base medrash, and there's a pile in the corner which had Shemos back then. And I see on top of the pile, in tefillin, a pair of tefillin, and the tefillin bag. I saw the tefillin bag, and I knew this was easiest tefillin. It didn't have his name. He didn't have his name on it. You know, some people, I don't know, they're not the. Whatever, maybe you should really put your name on your tefillin, but it didn't. But I knew they were his. It was a particular, like, bag. And I knew nobody else would know they're his. So I took them, having in mind, I'm going to give him back his tefillin. take them to my house. And I put them, and somehow they ended up, I remember, in like this closet in the hallway. And Mamish totally forgot about them. And I didn't see Easy ever. I wasn't in touch with him. I wasn't friendly with him anymore. And they're sitting in my house. I had them in mind. I'm going to give them back to him. But I never did. I go to Eretz Yisrael, Shana Aleph, go to Eretz Yisrael, second year Beis Medrash. I'm back. Third year, I'm back. Shana Gimel. I was in the mirror for just Elzman of Shana Gimel. I just went for Elzman. I was officially, that year was one of those years where Elz very early. So I was officially registered in YU already, and I was going to YU. But I said, you could, like, I was able to go Elzman to the mirror and miss, like, I don't know, five classes or something. Like, there were only, like, five classes before Sukkot or something like that. So I'm like, okay, I'll miss the first five classes and go to the mirror for Elul. Like, what's the shaila, you know? So I was officially registered in YU already, but I just missed, you know. Okay, maybe you shouldn't share. I don't know if that's a good thing to tell people, but that's what I did. Lemaise, I went to the mirror. It was incredible. Zman. We learned Makos. It was very, very special. It was also the Zman. I ended up coming back and right after Sukkot getting engaged. So it was like my last Zman where I knew it was like... Anyways, so I'm in the mirror. And one day during Asher Shmei Tshuva, I'm walking outside the mirror and Beis Yisrael over there, and I see a guy from the distance, and he looks just like Easy. But it looked like Easy. I'm like, that can't be Easy. Why? Because like Easy had like, you know, he dressed very grungy and like he had this whole look, and this guy, it was like Easy's face, but like now a short haircut. And he's wearing a white shirt and sits out and jam. Like, I must be, I'm seeing things from a distance. I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And I couldn't believe my eyes, but yeah, it's Easy. And I go over and I give him a hug. You know, I haven't seen this guy in years. And we're catching up. I'm like, what's going on? How you doing? What's good? And basically he told me how he went to, there was a place near Jake, near Yaakov of Shalom before your days, but maybe some of you heard of this place. And he was there. A lot of special people were there. And he, Baruch Hashem, grew tremendously there, and then now he was learning in Tomo, and Mamish, incredible, Easy. Maybe he's still learning till today. I don't know. Emes, we'll tell the rest of the story. Whatever it was, that was the last time I ever saw him. And so we're talking, and when we're together, I remembered, I don't know why, the Eibishter reminded me during that time about the tefillin. I totally forgot. For years, I forgot about the tefillin. Years, yeah, a couple of years, I forgot about the tefillin. They're sitting in my house. I never, okay, it's Chatai Nimaskar Yom. I should have done more research and found out, but I didn't. And they just sat there. And I'm like, listen, Easy. I called him his real name, whatever it was. You know, I don't want to save. And I'm so sorry, but like, and I'm sure you've got a new tefillin by now. But have, you know, I know you're, but one day during my senior year, after you already left the yeshiva, I found a pair of tefillin, and they're your tefillin. I have them in my house. I can get them back to you. At least you have a second pair. It would be nice. So they're yours. I've been holding them for you. I'm sorry. I didn't get in touch with you. As I'm telling him this, I see his eyes like wide and like crazy. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, he looks at me. He says, Aryeh, about 2 weeks ago, I lost my tefillin. It's like, of course I've gotten a new tefillin since then, but I lost my tefillin. For 2 weeks, I've been looking for my tefillin. I thought it went into every base medrash, maybe it was in the shtibloch, that's everywhere. Literally this morning, I said after 2 weeks, I was borrowing tefillin, whatever it was, that's when I decided, forget it. I called my father, he said, okay, go get a new pair of tefillin, you tried. He says, I was on the way right now going to buy a new pair of tefillin. I was on the way right now. And then you tell me, yeah, my tefillin for me. And the tefillin was still in America. I knew someone come for Sukkot, so I was bringing the tefillin. I actually was leaving in the middle of Sukkot back, but someone else brought the tefillin and got him the tefillin. And I was able to get him his tefillin. So it's pretty mamish, just shkoch the Eibishter, how we, if you think about this, mamish, kodesh kodashim. But what do you have here? Here was a guy that just a few years prior, Mamish didn't care about his tefillin, trust me. Didn't care to go back to get his tefillin. I used to sit near him and saw his tefillin. I don't know if they ever were on him. I just knew the bag. And here you are a few years later, and like Mamish physically, he looks like someone else. Emotionally, you could tell talking to him, he's a different person. Spiritually, in every way. Mishana Shmo. Mishana Shmo. And there's no question, what was the impetus of that? Torah. The impetus of that was Torah. That's the biggest ischachus in one's life. There's no question. And that could be for each and every one of us. So I believe there's no coincidence in how El Zman, the beginning of the yeshiva year, coincides with the El itself and the ischachus that we need for the Eivishtu, the ischachus that we need for ourselves to be that psula, the reminder of the mazel that we're, it could be a psula. It's not that I'm trying to be a little bit of a better person. I'm a totally new person. The past is not part of who I am. And through all of that, will be zayicha each and every one of us to a shinoi, a change only for good. Sivach simatoyva, gugamet yar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha for each and every one of you, for all of Klal Yisrael, with gula shleima, b'mheira, b'yameinu.